Now, the British royal family is making international headlines again today after King Charles stripped his brother Andrew of his princely titles and decided to evict him from Royal Lodge, following more revelations about Andrew's connections with the disgraced paedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Our London correspondent Tommy Mescal has been getting reaction in London.
I would say I'd welcome it. And not to be prejudiced in any way, I just feel that when you're in the royal family, you have to follow rules just like everybody else. And when you break the rules, you pay the consequences. I just think it's been too long. It should have been squashed a long time ago.
It probably took a bit longer than it should have to do it. But I suppose family's family.
About time, actually, because I'm afraid he didn't come over as a particularly nice person.
How do you think the British public feel about what has happened here, and will they support what King Charles did last night?
I think they will definitely support, and they will say it's about time. I think the royals, and I think William and Catherine do so much good. They work hard, and I think the King works hard as well. So it hasn't diminished. Actually, I've got more respect that they've actually done this, because at the end of the day, it is the King's brother.
I think it's a good thing. I have the utmost of regard for the royal family, having been brought up in South Africa and seen the coronation of the Queen when I was a little girl. I don't believe that it's been damaged, and this probably should have been done sooner.
And some of the reaction our London correspondent Tommy Mescal heard in London this morning. Tommy, you join us from Windsor Castle. It's a big international story as well as a big story in the United Kingdom. Will the King's moves bring this scandal to an end?
That's the key question, Anya. And I think there was a real eagerness on the royal family to obviously be seen to do something, and to do something very significant, because you had growing pressure on the roads. You had MPs calling on the King to go further, which is an unusual thing to see happen in Westminster. But you also had, just a few days ago, the King being heckled by protesters. So what was starting to become clear was that the work of the royal family was starting to be overshadowed by this controversy. By taking his royal titles, by moving him out of the Royal Lodge, the royals will feel that they've done as much as they can. But already there are people raising concerns about the fact that Prince Andrew, or Andrew as he is known now, is still in the line of succession. He's in at number 8, and they want Parliament to pass legislation to remove him from that as well.
So he's being kicked out of Royal Lodge. He paid for some of the refurbishments there, but he was paying peppercorn rent, so essentially rent-free. And his ex-wife, Sarah Ferguson, has also been living in Royal Lodge alongside him. The question now, I suppose, Tommy, is where will they go?
So Andrew is going to move to Sandringham, and why Sandringham has become an option is because Sandringham is actually owned privately by the royal family. It's not part of the royal estate, and he's moving into a house that will be owned by his brother, the King. Sarah Ferguson, as you say, they did live together in Windsor in that 30-room mansion, but she is now said to be making her own living arrangements. There's actually quite a large media presence outside Windsor today, Anya, because I think many people are hoping that they might be able to catch a glimpse of either of them moving today. But there are reports too that actually this move to Sandringham, for Andrew at least, is not likely to happen until the new year. And I think the thinking behind that is that they want to avoid any awkward moments during Christmas, because the royal family famously go to Sandringham during the Christmas break.
They're known for their lavish lifestyles, both Andrew and his wife Sarah. Where will they get money?
Well, there's always been a mystery around the finances of the royals. They are obviously an incredibly wealthy family worth billions, but there was also mystery around how Prince Andrew was funding his lifestyle, because he obviously hasn't been a working royal for quite some time. The King is going to fund his lifestyle going forward. That's what the palace has made clear. He will live in a house owned by the King, and it seems that the King is taking responsibility for his finances going forward. So there's some clarity on that front today.
And what about the princesses Beatrice and Eugenie, Andrew and Sarah's daughters? Will they be keeping their royal titles? Are they remaining within the royal fold?
Yes, they get to keep their titles, which I think is seen as a minor win for Andrew. There were reports that the king was eager as well to try and ensure that Beatrice and Eugenie didn't suffer as a result of the actions of their father. And it's been suggested to Anya that as part of the deal here to get Andrew to move out of Royal Lodge, the deal was that if he agreed to do that, that his daughters would get to keep their titles. So obviously he seems to have agreed to do that and their titles have been protected.
Clearly, King Charles wants a line drawn under all of this, but this all became a big story again with the revelations in Virginia Giuffre's posthumous book, revelations that contradicted Andrew's infamous Newsnight interview. I suppose the question remains, given their propensity for drawing trouble on themselves and the royal family, could Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor, could Sarah Ferguson cause more trouble outside the royal fold, Tommy, than inside?
Well, they're no strangers to controversy, Anya, that's for sure. Given that Andrew is being funded by the king, you would think that might restrict him somewhat. I think the royal family will be eager to put an end to their respective controversies. Sarah Ferguson, as I said earlier, she'll be making her own living arrangements, mm-hmm. so she's perhaps a bit more of an unknown quantity. But the royals, given, I think, the fear that the royal family was starting to be dragged into this controversy, that it was going to suffer reputational damage, you'd imagine they'll be doing all they can to ensure that Sarah Ferguson and Prince Andrew especially keep a low profile going forward.
Tommy Mescal in Windsor, thank you very much indeed.